Brandy Marchetti of Ride for a Cure was on her way, and here she is now live in our community studio.
Ta-da!
Good morning, everybody. I definitely need that shot of bourbon. I'm going to be hitting up the bourbon store this morning with you guys.
Well, just pull up a seat and get some bourbon.
All for it.
Paul's Roadhouse. So coming up this Sunday, Brandy, this is really cool. The Ellsworth Elks Lodge. It's going to be the location for a Ride for a Cure cribbage tournament. 12 o'clock registration, 1 o'clock tournament start. Tell us about this event on Sunday.
Yeah, so we are super excited to be hosting our very first cribbage tournament. As you guys know, last time we were in here, we were collecting cribbage boards and trying to get this event up and running. And community, y'all showed up. We ended up with over $250 in donations, a couple of cribbage boards, and we are now at 70 boards to be able to play with this weekend. So,
nice.
Yay! We're so excited. So Sunday, we're going to be at the Ellsworth Elk Lodge. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. For those of you who need the bourbon to get through your cribbage tournament, they're going to be serving alcohol. Oh, we're so excited. All the proceeds are going to go back to Ride for a Cure and cancer centers here in Maine. So all in all, it's going to be a great day. Do you guys know how to play cribbage?
I do
15,
not.
15-2, 15-4. I got a pair for 6, and I got the right jack.
Woohoo!
Paul knows. I don't, so I'd have to do the $5 learn to play.
I like this idea.
Yeah, so we're going to be teaching people how to play. So it's $10 to enter the tournament and $5 to learn to play. And again, we're going to be sitting there teaching you how to play so that maybe next time we have a tournament or somebody else has a tournament, you can play along with us. So I know like my boyfriend, he struggles to play. So a great opportunity for him to refresh and refine his skills.
It seems a little complicated, but once you start playing, everything clicks quicker than you think, but I was there at one time when I thought I could never learn this, but it's not that hard.
No, it's not. And I always say by the time you get around the board once, you've got the gist of it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing a group setting of learn to play. And then again, cribbage tournament, we're going to have prizes for first, second, third, and fourth place. And I'm going to tell you the cribbage board for first place is gorgeous and it totally matches the cancer theme.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
So
and
a lot of great things coming for us.
Cash prizes too?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Yep. Cash prizes. I can't tell you how much because it's gambling, but I can tell you there's cash prizes.
All right. And all proceeds will go to Ride for a Cure. And for those who may not know about Ride for a Cure, maybe coming up, you could share a bit of the origin story about how you started, what you do, what you've done so far, and what's coming up.
Absolutely. I have some exciting news about our growth for this year.
I would say how you continue to grow. That's exciting. And that's next on Star 97.7.
It's always great to have Brandy Marchetti with us of Ride for a Cure. Special event coming up Sunday at the Ellsworth Elks Lodge Cribbage Tournament. Registration at noon. The play begins at 1 o'clock.
Absolutely. And come with an empty belly because we will have some food.
Oh,
I was told pulled pork sandwiches, some chilies, maybe some mac and cheese. You know, all the good stuff to warm your soul as you're playing cards.
Comfort food.
Uh-huh.
That's a great Sunday.
Oh,
cribbage and food. I love it.
And bourbon.
Everybody's invited too. This is not an event that is just for members of the Elks Club. This is a community-wide event. We want to pack the place, generate as much money as possible, because that's what Ride for a Cure is all about. It's about cancer awareness and fighting cancer and helping other organizations. And you put so much time and energy and effort into this, Brandy. Why? How did this start for you?
Oh my gosh. So Ride for a Cure started in 2020 during COVID as a way for us to continue to raise money for cancer centers in Maine. And since then, it has just grown tremendously. Brian and I started with a small committee and we never expected it to grow as big as we are here in 2026. And I think I have 8, 9, 10 events with clubs reaching out to us wanting to host rides this year.
Every time I see you, you're excited. You're like, we just added another event and you just added another one. So where's the new one?
Well, so it's not official yet, but we're looking at potentially adding one in Rangeley. And then the Augusta Civic Center also reached out to us about when they do their Eastern Maine Sportsman's Show coming up at the end of March, having another cribbage tournament then.
Wow. Whoa.
So it's really exciting and warming for us to have the community support and saying, hey, we love your energy. We love what you're doing. We love that you're supporting cancer centers here in Maine. And it just makes me feel like we have so much support and love from everybody.
Awesome. Sunday afternoon, the Ellsworth Elks. You'll see Brandy and a lot of great people there from Ride for a Cure. And a lot of people will be there playing cribbage.
Woohoo!
For
Absolutely.
A great cause.
And we'll have all kinds of raffles. So please stop by, help support our cancer centers here in Maine. We love y'all. Thank you.
It's always
Thank you,
great
Brandy.
To always great to have you with us.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
you
Brandy.
Guys.